This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarusian opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya says she's ready to become the leader of the country following a disputed election that ignited massive protests after longtime President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Lukashenko on Monday rejected holding another vote. He indicated he was willing to consider sharing power, but not under pressure from street protests. Tsikhanouskaya spoke in a video message released from Lithuania. She said she's ready to take on the responsibility and become the national leader, creating in the shortest time, she said, the conditions and legislative base to organize new presidential elections. She also called on the Belarusian military to join the protesters. On Sunday, as many as 200,000 protesters marched in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, far outnumbering the crowd of Lukashenko supporters who also marched. It was the biggest demonstration in the history of the former Soviet Republic. The country's Central Election Commission said that after all ballots were counted in the August 9th election, Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes and Tsikhanouskaya took 9.9%. State television presenters in Belarus are signing off for good, fed up with putting a positive spin on the country's turmoil as some of their viewers take a beating while protesting what they believe to be a rigged presidential election. The television personalities are joining a growing number of police officers and factory workers who are walking off the job to send a message to the government of Lukashenko. At least six on-air presenters have resigned in recent days from the state broadcasting company. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Donald Trump said Monday he wants to speed up U.S. mail delivery, even as opposition Democrats are planning to vote this week to curb changes at the Postal Service. The Democrats say the changes would inhibit the processing of an expected sharp increase in mailed-in ballots in November's national presidential election. Mr. Trump said last week he opposes $28 billion in new funding for the Postal Agency, part of it to pay for the collection and processing of an expected onslaught of millions of mailed-in ballots from voters too afraid to go to polling places during the coronavirus pandemic. For months, Mr. Trump has claimed without evidence that states are mailing out ballots to voters, which will lead to election fraud and a rigged vote against him. The Trump administration says it will further tighten restrictions on Chinese-owned Huawei Technologies Company. The U.S. Commerce Department will expand restrictions announced in May aimed at preventing the Chinese telecommunications giant from obtaining semiconductors without a special license, including chips made by foreign firms that have been developed or produced with U.S. software or technology. The administration will also add 38 Huawei affiliates in 21 countries to the U.S. government's economic blacklist, the sources said, raising the total to 152 affiliates since Huawei was first added in May 2019. Huawei has not immediately commented on that. The death toll from Sunday's attack and subsequent hours-long siege at a beachfront hotel in Somalia has risen to at least 15. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack. Officials and witnesses told VOA Somali service that just before 6 p.m. local time on Sunday, a suicide car bomb exploded outside the elite hotel at Mogadishu's popular Lido Beach. Moments later, four armed gunmen stormed the hotel. Security forces arrived at the scene after the attack began and took over from hotel guards the responsibility for ousting the attackers. The Ministry of Information said all four of the attackers who stormed the hotel were shot dead. Troops rescued more than 200 people from the hotel, including the owner. At least 18 people were injured. And tomorrow, a UN-backed international tribunal in the Netherlands will announce its verdict in the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. He was killed in a roadside bombing with 21 others as his convoy passed along the Beirut waterfront on February 14th in 2005. A UN Security Council resolution established the Special Tribunal for Lebanon in 2007 following a request from the government of Lebanon to the United Nations. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening.